So many times we think of peace as sitting there in meditation going, oh, or being out away from everybody else in the world. But it really is about being deeply present in the world and at the same time having such an awareness of the presence of spirit and the divine that it doesn't matter so much what's going on as how you are encountering it. There's a famous story about a king that wanted to have a painting done of what peace looked like. And the artist did these beautiful valleys and seashores and gardens, these beautiful things that looked like peace. And one artist did a storm-filled sky and a cliff with a waterfall just raging and little niches in the stone, and the sea spray from the waterfall was just flying. And everybody went, this is peace? And the king walked and looked up close at the painting, and tucked in one of the little niches beside the waterfall is a little bird in a nest. And he said, this is the winner. This is peace. It's that sense of being held no matter what the storm or the outer expression of things may be. We tend to think that peace means no conflict. Have any of you ever had a relationship of any length where there was no conflict? My husband's laughing a lot. An authentic, transformative spiritual community. Starts with authentic. We go through life, we turn on the news, we think about what's happening in the world right now, and it seems like everything except peace. The very place, Jerusalem, is not exactly a habitat of peace frequently. But that doesn't mean it doesn't have the possibility of being that. And that there are moments where that happens. There was an experiment done a number of years ago, and a guy that does sound healing and Jimmy Twyman, and there were all kinds of people involved in it. You may have been a part of it. This was probably about 15, 20 years ago. And everybody gathered, and at a particular time, we all sent blessings of peace to Jerusalem. It was a real powder keg right then. We sent from all around the world. They did the singing bowls and gongs, and they chanted and used music and prayed all around the world of focusing. And what was interesting was Jerusalem changed. The statistics, those outer measurements, crime dropped dramatically. Any kind of violent things dropped dramatically. Hospitals, the emergency rooms were quieter. They said there was actually a sense of peace there. And people that measure energy levels of, I don't even know how they do it all, but they saw a dramatic difference in the energetic, electromagnetic field that was that place. It changed during the meditation. If you've ever seen Emoto's work with the water crystals that they look at microscopically, and when they've been looked at with anger or ignored or polluted, the particles are just uneven and gray. But the minute they are prayed over or just loved, sent peace, the actual water particles change. They become crystal clear and symmetrical. They become beautiful. Just with sending love and peace and prayer and thought. We have the ability to do that. And I love that these outer experiences remind us of how deep the soul work is that we do. What is peace? An anonymous person says, peace is not the absence of conflict, it's the absence of fear. How's that? Gandhi, peace is not the absence of conflict, it's the ability to cope with it. The Dalai Lama, peace does not mean an absence of conflicts. Differences will always be there. Peace means solving these differences through peaceful means, through dialogue, education, knowledge, and through humane ways. Amor Andore says, peace is not the absence of troubles, but the presence of God. Thich Nhat Hanh, peace must be in ourselves, then peace will be in our world. Mother Teresa, if we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. And finally, from Mother Teresa, one of my favorites, peace begins with a smile. That softening of the heart that we've talked about. Taking that journey through the path of the heart. And so peace is finding the presence of the divine in whatever is going on. It is doing something called true respect. And the word respectare that comes from the Latin actually means a willingness to look again. Isn't that wonderful? Respect is a willingness to look again, to see yourself or another or a situation a little bit differently by looking at it anew. One of the things that she says in this chapter is when we are conflict avoidant, we lose both our courage and our creativity. We move toward behaviors such as appeasement, apathy, and avoidance, rather than proactively initiating the necessary opening for resolution. It's about staying present. It's about respecting the soul growth that can come out of this seeming conflict. And it's about how to find creative solutions that are win-wins. Good for everyone. There's a wonderful story in the Old Testament about Jacob. And he is wrestling with an angel. And the angel is wrestling with him on the ground. And the angel tries to get away. And Jacob says, no. And I'm sure the angel's going, wait a minute. Don't you want to stop the conflict? I'll leave. And he says, no. I will not release thee until thou bless me. I love that, because if we can each do that, when we go through something that's a challenge, I will not release this experience until I see the blessing in it. The presence of God, the presence of peace. That's when everything transforms. And we go from authentic into transformative, where we shift not what's happened, but how we perceive it. Spiritual, where we see the presence of God in everything, including ourselves and one another. In community, we are meant to do it together. Which means we will understand each other sometimes and not others. But if we can each hold one another, knowing that we each are probably doing the best we can with what we know at a given moment, we can then be at peace. And when we can then say that to ourselves as well, I did the best I could at that moment. Be at peace. The good news is you can be at peace and go, I did the best I could, but boy, I'd do it a little differently next time. That's hope. hope. That's faith. That's soul growth. And that starts when you can say, I am where I am. I open to receive all of the possibilities that this experience holds. And I will not let this go until I see the blessings in it. And from that place, you will abide in Jerusalem, a place of peace. She says, engaging in conflict is one of the ways we develop courage, character, and spiritual depth. That is why it is worth shifting our stance toward conflict, because we can then yield and have richer lives. So I invite you in the coming week to allow your life to unfold, and whatever angel you may be wrestling, be present, be honest. Look for how you can transform your perceptions, how you can see the spirit and the presence of the divine in the experience, and how you can then share that with the world in, through, and as you. Because peace begins within for each and every one of us. Peace begins within us, and then, as the Dalai Lama says, it goes out to the home, and then to the community, and then to the state, and the nation, and the world. Know that when you stand in a place of peace, you are holding a light that is resonating and shining throughout the world. And like the ancient Jewish tradition of the Kabbalah says, and like the ancient mystical Cathars from the 12th century of France said, when you do an act of kindness, when you say a prayer, when you hold peace, you are releasing a spark of light. Those lights reunite, and eventually those sparks of light that we've each released unite, and there will be a great column of that light that unites heaven and earth as one, completely, once again. And it happens not by pretending that conflict isn't there, but by lovingly moving through it. And by being willing to be present in the world, in and as you. So have a wonderful week this week, and wrestle your angels until the blessing is had, and then go forth in deep peace. Let us pray. Oh, sweet spirit, abiding presence of the divine. Oh, we know that in and through you, we find that realization of the blessings that are ever around us, some more readily hidden than others, but all present. May we have the courage to realize that peace is found in the midst of the world exactly as it is. This is what the great master said when he said that love is the greatest commandment of all, and that we are called as beings of love and compassionate peace to be in but not of the world, to be in it and deeply connected while at the same time knowing we are spiritual beings having this earthly experience for a divine reason. May this week the divine reason shine brightly for each of us, that we might walk this path with a willingness to respect and look again at life and all its unfoldings, ever seeing the presence of God as we wrestle our angels and receive their blessings. And for this we are deeply and profoundly grateful. Om, amen, and blessed be. And now I invite you to stand. This is probably my favorite song of all of Simon's. I love this. Please stand and join me and Simon in the Archangel Invocation.
One.